And you know, while soccer remains the world's most popular game, the organization that runs the sport is about as unpopular as a governing body can be. It is called FIFA, and it has been mired in an ongoing corruption investigation since May, and now its controversial president, Sepp Blatter, is facing a humiliating end to his long tenure. NPR's Tom Goldman is here to talk about Blatter's 8-year suspension by a FIFA ethics committee and what this might mean. Tom, good morning.
Hi, David.
So not a good day for Sepp Blatter and not a good day for the European football head, Michel Platini, right? Both suspended for 8 years. I mean, can you remind us why?
Yeah, it stems from a $2 million FIFA payment to Platini in 2011. It was a payment okayed by Blatter. Now, although the ethics committee, which handed down the suspensions, didn't use the word bribe, critics alleged the payment was just that, as a way for Blatter to gain Platini's support in Blatter's bid for re-election in 2011.
Well, wasn't Blatter ready to leave office in February anyway?
He is, definitely. And, you know, so you may wonder, well, who cares? Why is the suspension significant? Blatter has been the dominant figure in world soccer since he first became president in 1998. And this would mean he finishes his tenure in disgrace. Practically speaking, the suspension hurts Platini more. He was considered a frontrunner in the February presidential election. And if the suspension is not reversed by then, it'll have a dramatic impact on what has been considered his bright future in FIFA leadership.
Well, both these guys say they're going to fight these bans. I mean, could they pull something off and avoid them?
Well, they say they'll appeal their cases to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. That's an international body that resolves legal disputes in sport through arbitration. Now, earlier this month, CAS, as it's called, rejected Platini's appeal of his provisional suspension for this alleged ethics violation. But I don't think you can take that and predict how CAS will rule on the 8-year bans. Now, Platini and Blatter hope the process happens quickly in time for the February election. So if there's a reversal, Blatter could preside over his final FIFA Congress and Platini could run.
You know, I mean, as we mentioned, soccer is such a popular sport, but I mean, so many charges of corruption and all these kinds of backroom deals. There's an investigation ongoing, the U.S. Department of Justice into FIFA and allegations of corruption. Swiss authorities are involved. I mean, is this related to these suspensions at all?
Well, it's all kind of related, but the key word here, David, ongoing. The investigations already have led to numerous arrests and indictments of FIFA officials. More are expected when you consider police seized 9 terabytes of data at FIFA headquarters earlier this year. That's a ton of inside information officials are sifting through. The investigations are starting to reveal this whole culture of alleged corruption, including alleged payments over where to host past and future World Cups. And it's why many believe it's the investigations, not the February election, that'll lead to real reform. The front runners in the election are all considered FIFA insiders, so critics say it could be more of the same.
All right, NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Thanks as always, Tom.
You're welcome.